Hello, and welcome back to Explorers of Elsewhere's Alesia Rising Faction Actions. I am DM Dan, and I am inviting you to have a little peek behind the curtain as we figure out what the world setting that our players find themselves in is up to whilst they're kind of doing their downtime. Just having a quick explore to see what all the factions around them are doing in their downtime, so as to influence the story in the sessions going forwards. So, off the back, since we last spoke, episode 11 and episode 12 were quite eye-opening episodes. There was a very big job that the crew managed to pull off, which involved diving into the depths of the mysterious and some say haunted Castle Antelier in the Ivories in order to retrieve an artifact for the Lodge. And in the downtime in episode 12, the crew found out all sorts of things. Algernon's seemingly growing family tree and the mystery behind Tavaria, now that they've had a chance to speak to her, and the reveal of this mysterious heart of Alesia. So yeah, lots of stuff to kind of chew on. Interestingly, looking through it, there wasn't a whole lot of kind of faction interaction. Whilst in the Castle Antelier job, there were representatives from the Children of Aya and theoretically the Ornaishi, thanks to Alejandro, a person from Atta's past. Yeah, they didn't really kind of mesh with one another. So, off the back of that, it's actually a very quick kind of relationships update. Having successfully completed the job for the Lodge Reticent, the crew have gained a pip of reputation with them, taking them up to plus one. And that therefore changes the overall pillar's clock back up to plus two, after having recently dropped when they lost a bit of favour with the Chainbearers and Odalmerce. Yeah, looking through it, that's basically it. And as I say, the factions themselves didn't really interact with one another over the space of the last two episodes, so there's not really anything to worry about in the background there either. Which takes us on to the actions themselves that the various factions are up to. So when we finished the episode 10 faction actions, we noticed that four of the factions are due to complete their next task, whilst another five are only two pips, six even, are only two pips away. So there's going to be lots of dice rolling, and whatever happens, Alesia is going to look quite different when we dive into episode 13. So let's crack on and see what is what. So first things first, the City Watch. We'll start with the Guard. So the City Watch are a tier 3 faction. So let's go ahead. Although I believe we were rolling two dice because they kind of fractured into various war bands across the city. And let's see how they do in terms of finding a new leader. There has clearly been a bit more friction than before. So result of 3 means only one pip. They are one away from having a new leader emerge. The Black Guard. So, they successfully completed their objective, which was to secure the keep for nefarious, mysterious means. Which means that they have a new task to perform. And I can reveal that they are now trying to find the Heart Speaker. And quite who or what the Heart Speaker is, well, I'm not going to confirm it now. You'll have to watch to find out. But they are going to crack straight on now that home base has been resecured. They are a tier 6 faction. So a whopping 6 dice gives them a single six, so that's one success. So that is three segments of their new 6 o'clock. They are already halfway to finding the heart speaker. And last but not least, the EIC, they are attempting to unmask the leader of the marionettes. Now, we know that they cannot fail. They're going to get at least one pip, but for prosperity's sake, let's roll the dice just in case it's like a critical. It's not a critical, but it is a six. So they have successfully unmasked the leader of the marionettes. Dum dum dum. Speaking of which, marionettes, they are still attempting to find the source of the veil. So are they going to achieve that before the EIC come knocking on Songbird's doors? They are tier three. And oh, they are not. Things are not going well for Songbird. So that is one pip off the back of a three. So they are 6 of 8 towards completing their objective of finding the source of the veil. The cobbles. So Musto had a bit of a rough start, but things have picked up slightly as they plan the bell tower prison break. Let's see how he's getting on. A six. Hooray. Musto has successfully planned a bell tower. I don't know why I'm so surprised. He successfully planned a bell tower prison break. Good for him. Good for him. I'll probably see that pan out in a future episode. Next up, the Onashi. They are once again attempting to infiltrate a rival faction. Once again, they can't fail that, but we'll roll it anyway. So they are tier 3. So that is 3 dice. And that looks like a 6. So that is 3 pips, but kind of moot. It completes the clock. So they have successfully infiltrated a second rival faction. Next up, moving to the pillars. So starting with the Chainbearer, they are trying to build the shroud, whatever the shroud may be. I mean, we kind of already know, but if you're not sure, you'll have to go back and watch, find out. 3 dice. 6. That is 3 pips. Ooh, they are at 7 of 8. So only one pip left before the construction of the shroud begins proper. Next up, the Tellers. They have been desperately trying to boot out the cobbles ever since Musto got a foot in Old Town. They're not doing a very good job. So the Tellers are a tier 2. Let's see how they get on. That's a 6. Oh, interesting. So, 3 pips off the back of a 6 for the Tellers means that they have ousted the interlopers, the cobbles, from Old Town. So we'll see how Musto reacts to that. He's probably going to be a bit torn with what to do going forward. And finally, the Lodge. Off the back of episode 11, the party have done the Lodge a favour, so I'm not going to roll. I'm just going to immediately complete their clock to usurp power and control. I suspect that the magical kind of cube that the party got for them would have kind of helped that. But yes, that is our fifth faction that's completed something. The Children of Ire next. They are leaders of the faith. They are T4. So 4 dice. Boom. Let's have a look. Oh, a 5. So 2 pips takes us to 7 of 8. They are at the very edge of preparing for the summoning. One small push will tick them over. Very, very good. That'll be interesting when that drops. Next up, the Shield of Alicia. They are attempting to recruit new inmates recruit new initiates. This war isn't going to fight itself. The streets aren't going to save themselves. 2 dice for the Shield of Alicia. As a 2. Clearly, they're getting a bit too preachy. No one cares much for it. One pip takes them up to 3 or 4. Last but not least, the garden keepers, who've been quite quiet over the space of this campaign, apart from the time when they saved the city. One dice, they're attempting to propagate the secret grove. There we go. The secret grove, boop, has been propagated once again. It was a massive impact on the story when it happened last time, and it looks like it, yeah, now we'll see what happens. Now it's happened again. The final faction grouping is the Forsworn, so headed up by the Kindling. They are also attempting to find the source of the Veil. So the Kindling are a tier 2 for a 4. So that is 2 pips, taking them up to 6 of 8. They've almost found the source of the Veil. We next come to the Hollow. So they completed their objective to obtain test subjects, which means we now have a new clock. It is once again a 6 clock, and I can reveal that they are now attempting to empower the Hollow Man. So the Hollow being a tier 2 faction, let's see how they get on. 2 dice, a 6. Halfway to full power, it would seem. And last but not least, the orchestra. Again, also been keeping kind of quiet. The orchestra is a tier 2 faction as well. They've completed they're attempting to add to the cacophony. They've completed it once. They're attempting to complete it again. Let's see how they get on. 5. That is all they need to add to the cacophony. So, with that clock completed, we have a grand total of 7 completed actions across the 15 factions. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of friction as all the different factions kind of shift and change position and move against one another. And our poor little crew will be right at the epicenter of it. I'm sure they'll be fine though. And that is pretty much it. So, if you like this, make sure to hit the like button and comment down below. If nothing else, what do you think some of the 7 factions that have recently just completed one of their actions? What do you think the new actions for one of them is going to be? Chuck your ideas in the description in the comments below. That'd be good to see. And if you want to see the repercussions of what we've rolled out here, then make sure to hit the subscribe button and the bell icon for notifications when we release new content. We're releasing that very, very regularly. We won't want you to miss it. And like, the story is truly, truly heating up now. So, yeah, just don't want you to miss it, really. Cool. That is pretty much it. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.